What's up, guys? Welcome back to Zachary Reality. I am your host, Zachary Reality, and today is lucky number 25 episodes of my podcast. And boy, has it been a week. I was just on Watch What Happens Live with Angie Cohen. I got to ask a question to Katie Maloney Schwartz. And so many of you guys have reached out and told me that I looked like a natural and I was crying. I did so good. And I'm so, so proud. It's been such an eventful week with all of the craziness that is reality TV. I just got back from Las Vegas, had a crazy weekend with my friends. I will be posting my Las Vegas vlog on my YouTube channel in just a couple of days. So definitely stay tuned for that because I cannot wait for you guys to see the shit that went down. Vegas was absolutely crazy. And my friends are crazy. My friends are crazier than I am. And a little update, I just joined Cameo this week. If you guys don't know what Cameo is, it's basically an app where you guys can book me for just $12. It's really cheap to send you personalized video messages. So if you guys have any Bachelor in Paradise questions, anything about reality TV, housewives, if you want a birthday shout out, or if you just want to hear from me in like a personalized video, book me on Cameo. It's super cheap. I'm more than happy to do it. And it's going to be really exciting to start connecting with you guys even more. We really are growing and growing the Zachary Reality community bigger and better and ever. And I love you all so much. The Bachelor in Paradise finale was on this week. And oh my God, so happy it's over. I have so many thoughts on that. Obviously, you guys always know where to go. TikTok is where I leave all of my thoughts as well as shared news. We do lots of lives there. I am going to be putting out a YouTube video on my YouTube channel next week. Expect that probably on Tuesday on Bachelor in Paradise, like my finale, like just like everything about the show closed out, closing the chapter, my final opinions. So I'm really excited to just dish on that and hear what you guys have to say. I will say I'm happy for all of the couples. I don't know if everyone's going to last. I'm just going to have you guys wait and see how I really feel, but obviously go to TikTok, but wait till the YouTube video comes out because I cannot wait to dish with you guys on that. And I am getting very exciting guests lining up from Bachelor in Paradise on my podcast in the next few weeks. So stay fucking tuned because we are going to be talking from people who were on the beach during this crazy season. Won't tell you who, but super exciting things coming. On today's podcast, we have Ava and Chanel, sister. If you guys watched The Circle on Netflix this season, you guys know I was following it along. I became friends with so many amazing cast members, and I really wanted to have the sisters on because I connected with them and they have such good energy. They're so funny. They were involved in the big cloning scandal with Blue Michelle, Orange Michelle, Green Michelle. I'm ready to be Red Michelle. Oh my God, the sisters are talking all things The Circle. They spilled so much tea. And I think that's another reason why I wanted to have them on, because I know that the two of them, not only are they hilarious, but they just spill the tea and they say it how it really is. And there is so much insider info about The Circle, about the show in this podcast episode. You guys are going to love it. Definitely give it a listen all the way to the end. Let me know what you think. And I cannot wait to hear your thoughts on this. I'm going to play the interview. And as always, we will touch base at the end of the episode. We are here with Sista, the iconic duo from The Circle, Ava and Chanel. Welcome to my podcast, girls.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Are you guys always going to talk at the same time?
We'll try. It's kind of like double Dutch.
Double Dutch.
You have to jump in.
Yeah. And you guys are not twins, right? There's an age difference.
There is an age difference, Zachary. I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 26.
She's the older sister.
Chanel is 27.
And yes, I am. Perfect. I am 27 and yes. A half.
No, ooh. She's 40, 42.
Oh my God. We love that. And what are you drinking today, Chanel?
So I put my Red Bull because I didn't want you to get any, you know, trademarking in my little champagne glass so we can have, you know.
It's Bed Bull. Because yeah. Right now we're in bed, so.
Oh, amazing. And what is this behind you, Ava? We have a little exclusive content.
Yes, we do.
Yes, over here, my ma actually took this photo of me. I was in my room and I was like, you know what? I'm feeling frisky today. Let's like put something up on my wall.
So we were doing mock-up album ideas. And one night we were just like, clothes weren't working out. So she grabbed her cat. And yes, it's a photo shoot every day in the house.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's so much to learn about you guys, but we are going to get into The Circle season 3, which is where we know both of you from, Chanel and Ava. So how did you guys apply for The Circle? Did they reach out to you? How did you get casted for the show?
Originally, it was her plan to be on The Circle, and she was going to be on season 1. But then what happened, sis? You know the rest.
So they reached out for us. They actually reached out to me. So I manage Ava. So as soon as I got the call, I figured, of course, it was a booking for Ava. But it turns out that it was a mutual casting director that we know and love. And he was like, no, Chanel, this time it's about you and you going in front of the camera. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, but we had some kind of like plot and scheme where Ava would have been involved in some way. So we went all the way out to England. And, you know, just because you get sent out there doesn't actually mean that you'll get to get on camera. However, you do pretty much show so much of yourself that if you learn in the future, you're kind of sort of pinned for other things. Mm. And as soon as casting opened it up for season 2 and season 3, I got the call during the pandemic and they were like, we want you to come back, but this time there's an opportunity to bring your sister.
Oh, so it was their idea for both of you to do it together.
Exactly. Because I didn't know anything about the teams till I saw season 1 and saw Ed and Tammy. And I was like, wait a second, there's like a team thing. And they were like, well, if that's the case, then absolutely this time bring Ava. But at that time, Ava actually was going on Love Island. So she was in the finals for Love Island.
Yeah, so I had 2 to choose
from. And I didn't know if, you know, she wanted to do her own thing or if she really loved me and wanted to do something with me, but
she's okay.
So why did you choose to do The Circle then? Because of your sister?
Yeah, I wanted to do it just because I feel like me and my sister, we connect so well. And I kind of just wanted the world to see how we resonate on screen and how we do things, you know, in our life. And I just figured it would be a lot of fun to do something with my sis, you know what I mean? As opposed to going in on a reality show, like alone this time, I wanted to just see how it went.
If anybody knows us, they knew we do everything together.
Yeah.
So this was, I think for me also too, it was just an opportunity for us to just be sisters and like do something fun because you just didn't know what was going to happen. And we were all locked up in the house. So it was like, okay, let's just be locked up on together. A TV show.
Yeah, that makes total sense. But Chanel, did you not realize what a reality star you would be? I feel like I really fell in love with you so much on the show. And you saw my TikTok. I wasn't sure how I would take to you guys, but I really fell in love with both of you. And Chanel, I feel like you were a bigger personality than Ava on the show. You know, with all respect, I feel like you really shine.
Thank you so, so much. I love that. And that has literally been the response from everyone. You know, I love to see, like, the second I watched your podcast, I was like, oh my God, such a star. Mm-hmm. And then when I watched your review and the way I felt like it was genuine, you were like, oh, but they actually grew on me.
Yeah.
And that really, like, you know, pulled at my heartstrings. I resonate around, even though I'm a big character, I resonate like around big character and like star quality. And the second I see it, I'm like, I'm just the sister. Like, I just want to like take care of it and like manage it and just be a part of it. And I don't really ever step aside and look at myself as one of those characters. So it definitely was surreal for me to watch that. And I didn't know what that would be like. So it is, it's like, I always tell the casting producers, I'm like, you guys have given me like a total like second lease on life, like a second act. Like, this is my second part in the story, but yet I know everything from my previous past, you know? So it's like, I'm really, really excited for everything in the future.
Yeah. And Ava, do you guys have other siblings or is it just the two of you?
No, it's four of us.
Yeah. So we have an older brother and then we have a younger brother.
So I'm the oldest. And then there's my brother, Francis, who's a very big actor. And then there's Ava. And then there's our youngest brother, Asa.
And I'm an Irish twin of Asa. So me and Asa are Irish twins.
Yeah, I'm also an Irish twin. My brother is a year. Yeah, my brother is a year older than me. He has red hair too, so we're Irish twins.
Oh my gosh! Yes. So, Irish twins. We're the best. We're the best.
So do you manage all the siblings, or are you just managing Ava? And how did you kind of get into that?
So I manage everyone. Well, first my mom was the momager, like the original
this
OG.
Is like Kris Jenner, Kardashian style.
My mom's like Kris Jenner meets Michael Corleone, though. Like she's on a whole other level. And then because my brother started acting when he was 9 years old. So everything that I've learned now is just because I just watched my mom doing it for all of us. And it was just pretty much our youngest brother is autistic. So when he was diagnosed, everything kind of like switched and shifted in the family. And I took on a lot of the responsibilities that my mom had as far as management wise. But now, you know, Asa is doing amazing and he is a children's book author.
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm managing him as well. And it's just been like this entire, like entertainment is all we know. Like we're just all crazy artists, all living under one roof, just constantly. We have to constantly be doing something. We don't do well with like downtime, and social media has been like a completely other different beast. So when I started managing Ava, it just felt like I was doing something completely different that the rest of the family didn't understand or know. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I love social media and every platform is just so exciting.
Yeah, so I might need a manager, so I'm gonna have to hit you up look at you.
Absolutely.
So why did you guys decide to go into the circle as Ava and not a catfish? What was kind of your strategy? Because you watched the two other seasons before, so you knew about the show. So what was kind of your thought process going into it?
So, I mean, I wanted to go in playing myself, and I just had, you know, something extra on the
manager
side, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wanted to just go in as myself, play the game. That was really my strategy. But you know, of course things change. You never know what's gonna happen. But yeah, just play the game, go in, maybe do a little flirty flirt. I think Nick was kind of like growing on me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I should have
Yeah.
I think Nick grew on everyone.
Everyone.
Hashtag big Nick energy.
Big Nick energy. Oh my God.
Such a sweetheart. He's so sweet. But yeah, so I just wanted to do that. I think that would have been cool and stuff. But like I said, you never know how it's going to happen with these TV shows.
I think one of the main things was like that she said to me, she's like, we are not going to catfish. Absolutely not. Because it happens to her all the time. So I was
imagine.
Oh my God. And all I did was like reassure her. No, no, it's not. It's not. It's not. So literally when the moment happened, I was like, oh my God, please. I just keep us in here as long as possible because I can't face her once we get out. And she's like, I told you I didn't want to catfish.
And that is the thing I think with working with another person is that you guys have to agree as much as possible and compromise, which almost makes it harder, I think, as a team, because you have two minds and you have to pick one, because then you can blame someone else. Or do you think it gave you more advantages being in there together?
A mixture of both, because there were times where we were like, oh no, take that sentence out. And then I was like, are you sure? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
you're overthinking it.
Yeah. Sometimes like we weren't like on the same page, but then other times we were like, okay, yes, that's exactly what you should say. Put that in there. For the most part, I was like the one typing and my sister was like being strategical with it because she's the writer in the family. You know what I mean? She's the brains. Also beauty too. And I'm the beauty. I don't really,
clearly wants something.
Uh-huh. But no, I don't really like, you know, I'm more so, I'm a speaker, but like, more of like on social media and I'm sweet and I talk and stuff, you know, she's more of like, she knows what to say, like the meat of the story, she gets to it. You know what I mean?
I was excited. Like I always say this, like as sisters, you know, we argue over like little things, like our clothes, makeup, getting to places on time, but our food, because Ava just likes to always eat food better than
time too.
Yes. But when it comes to the ironic thing with her and I, and I think that's why I always tell people I just became her manager at like by default.
Like naturally.
That we really have the exact same work ethic. And when it's about getting the job done
in game mode,
booking the job, winning the prize, like whatever it is, I don't even know, like, her and I just, we just click into this move, mm-hmm. this mode where we just completely understand,
like,
finish each other's sentences.
Like, yeah. Just yesterday, last night, we got this done. I've been needing to do this and I registered my song on Spotify, like my first official song.
Actually, 20 different platforms, but she's just considering Spotify.
Yeah. But my favorite moments with my sister are when we're in work mode. Like, that's when I love her even more. Like, I give her a little more extra kisses. You know what I mean? I say, I love you a little more.
Yeah, I get my annual hug a year, at, like, as soon as we close a deal. So I was excited about that because I was like, okay, we can definitely, like, anything in that arena, we're going to be fine with. But as far as, like, as far as, like, getting out of the show and, like, being in quarantine and isolation, that all of that was the time that I just wanted us to just be sisters and be able to have this experience. Cause all we do is literally work together 24/7.
Yeah.
And it was probably fun too, being in the circle together. Cause did you guys drink? Were you, like, partying? Cause I feel like everyone else was so lonely.
Oh my gosh. So I found a bunch of, we have like 200 Polaroids that we took. Cause you can't have your phone or anything, but I had a Polaroid camera and, like, tons and tons. Every time they were like, do you need something? I'd be like, orange juice, milk, water, Polaroid film. So all I did was, we literally played dress up, like, every single day.
We missed
Halloween with our family. So we had to celebrate Halloween there. And I just was like, okay, I have to, like, overcompensate. I think it was literally one of our, like, best Halloweens. We dressed up from when we woke up. We carved pumpkins, we made cupcakes, we made cookies. Every time production called to check in on us, we would send them back videos of, like, parties in our apartment, just the both of us.
Yeah.
And I was kind of concerned because I was like, I don't know how we're going to go, like, back home to, like, our mom and our brother and, like, be these, like, wild and out party girls. But we had an amazing time. And that's all that I really, really wanted.
Do you think that because you were having so much fun together, you lost track of the game and the strategy? Because were you there to win, or were you there for the experience?
A combo of both. I mean, obviously when you go into a game show and there's, like, money on the line, obviously, like, you want to win.
That was so funny because it was literally the night before that I looked at her. Like, they call you and they're like, okay, you're going to be going in. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay. So you have to, like, start packing up and getting ready. And, like, as we were packed at that moment, now we've been in, like, isolation for 2 weeks already. And at that moment that I'm packing us up, pressing the tracksuits, the blinged tracksuits, I look at her and I was like, yo, Ava, like, we can win $100,000. And she just looked at me and she was like, oh, that's right. Like, we were literally just having an amazing time, just there to, like, play a game, have fun, and really just have this experience as sisters. And I also, like Ava said, we just did feel like there was this, like, story. There's so much other things that we want to do in the future that we felt like this was a great opportunity to show people our relationship. And I'm all about, you know, women supporting women and just, like, us all being there. I just wanted something good and fun, you know? And but literally the night before, I was like, holy shit, we could win $100,000. And then I was like, and then literally she gets out a notebook and she's like, we probably should take notes. And I'm like, we have 8 hours to go into the circle, because you don't know. And I guess I still had the feeling of the season before, having had done it, that I was just like, what if, you know, what if we still don't go in? You know what I mean? And you don't know if you're going to go in at the beginning. Are you going to go later on? You know, they're constantly calling and they're constantly bringing people. So the circle is so unpredictable. And my advice to everyone is enjoy every single moment of it. Like, enjoy every level that you get. You know, every time you meet with a casting producer and you get taken into another level of the show, just enjoy the process, because what I can guarantee is that it will definitely lead to something. I can't tell you what it will lead to, but it will definitely lead to something. And it's an experience everybody should have.
I think, like, just us being on, I think, was just, like, a cool additive to our life. You know what I mean? It was just something that we were like, okay, of course, the money is definitely a goal, but at the same time, the experience in itself is great. And it will definitely be an additive to your life.
For and you're sure. like, if I'm going to get 30 seconds on Netflix, that's 30 seconds
that's
on
30
Netflix,
more seconds bitch. Than you had. Right? Yeah, amazing. But let's get into Michelle because we have to talk about her. And then I want to hear yes. what you guys thought of the ending of the game and everyone. Orange okay. Michelle is who you guys became, right? Or were you Blue Michelle?
We were Blue Michelle.
Blue Michelle. And I feel like that is where your personalities really shine. Once you took over Michelle, that's when the game picked in. That's when the strategy picked in. That is when yeah. I saw the hustle that maybe you guys didn't have before. Maybe it was too early in the game. But once you became Michelle, mm-hmm. we saw a completely different side of you. What kind of kicked in when that happened? Was it just like, this is our last chance?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Because we did come into the game. There was such little time, like from what you guys can see, we came in the first round, but we came in right at the end. So it was actually even like a couple of minutes after Nick. So everybody had their chance to have like their little private chats. So Ava playing Ava didn't even really get any time yeah. to connect with anyone before that elimination happened. So it really didn't like seep in that, okay, we're here. This is it. We got to do it. Like,
yeah, like I was like playing myself for literally 5 seconds in the game, which no one really talks about.
Yeah. yeah.
Everybody wants, you know, it's all about.
She gets
you know,
no block else. Sympathy.
That's what she says. I guess they're like, oh yeah, Ava, get her out. Yeah.
We don't care. Oh, see that it happened so fast. So why did you end up, yeah. I know you've answered this question a million times, but why did you choose Michelle and not someone like Kay, who was a bigger target?
It wasn't our choice to really like choose Michelle. Uh-huh. It wasn't our choice to clone at all. You know what I mean? But it is a game show. You
my have to initial, do what you're told. My initial, like, I was so excited to turn that doorknob and to like be in Kay's apartment. So I had like all this like pent up frustration. So when I opened up the door and we were like, and that room, I have to like tell you.
Oh, we didn't know you were going to Kay's apartment.
That's what we thought.
Okay,
we didn't know that.
So the elimination happens and you're told you're going to go and see your player. Like uh-huh. they didn't even really give much details. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of times is that when you go into the circle, you pretty much go in having watched season 1, 2, like mm-hmm. the previous seasons. So you have that mindset that any of those things can happen. But the exciting thing about the circle is that every season they're going to throw something new at you. So yeah. you do not, you know, you can have the greatest strategy in the world, but you may get in there and within 30 seconds, mm-hmm. your strategy is gone.
Out the window.
And you've just got to make it up as you go along. So I, of course, was like, okay, we're going to, Kay's the sole influencer. She blocked you. We're going to see Kay and I'm going to show her my sister's uh-huh. real, you know, and I was just like, big yeah. sister energy.
Let's
you
go.
Know, like when we opened up the door, mm-hmm. there was this like super galactic spaceship, gorgeous, wow. lit up room.
It reminded me of Britney Spears's Oops, I Did It Again.
Yes.
Yes. Like, you were ready vibe. To start dancing.
Oh my yeah. God. It was so amazing. The lighting spaceship. Was so fantastic. And then this voice comes over and just starts speaking, you know, what's written on the screen. We call alert, it the voice alert. Of God. And it was like, just like, and you have one last chance. And, you know, uh-huh. then this is it, the mission. And I literally felt like we were in like Austin
the,
Powers.
Or like the next. Wizard of Oz when they see the,
yes,
that
guy. Yes,
it was guy.
Very Oz.
Wow.
Oh, exactly.
Totally. Interesting. So you guys kind of alluded to the fact that maybe production told you to pick Michelle. And I feel like I've heard a lot of other contestants say their producers are very involved. They're involved in how often you could chat. Do you think producers are too involved where it's almost not fair to the contestants? Like, do you think each contestant gets a fair shot to truly play and win the game?
I think that personally, like, the producers are just doing what they feel
of course.
Would, you know, yeah, they feel like they're doing what they think, you know, people want to see, or maybe people might like, or what will like grab the attention. You know what I mean? And us, you know, playing in the game, it's very fast paced. So us as contestants, we kind of don't have really, we have to think really quick and we're not mm-hmm. really thinking sometimes, yeah. you know what I mean? Cause it's just like, we have to think fast and, you know, we can't just go home. So basically like when we're there, you get blocked, but you don't go home.
A lot of, and I'm really so glad that you asked this question, cause I want to really answer it properly mm-hmm. in like the right context. And I'm glad that it's like after the show is like over and everything to just really put this in a nutshell, because before, you know, doing Ava's management, I'm a screenwriter. So like literally that's what I do. All I've done since I'm 25.
Okay.
And as a writer, that was really, really surreal doing the show, because this was a game show, literally a game. And as a writer, there's like no control. Like I said, like we literally had no control. And there's something very liberating about that when you're such a person that is in so much control of other people and so much. And again, like I said, that was an experience that I wanted us both to have and to share. And it's, I don't want to so much as say like the producers and the writing, this is a game that they created. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, if I created a game, I pretty much learned how to switch that game up and continue to make it challenging and more exciting as I go. Mm-hmm. And the players do their personalities and the way they start to connect on camera, because that's when all the magic happens, when we enter the circle, does lead to different aha moments that start to happen where they're like, okay, you know what? Let's make them go left. Let's have them go right. It probably would be better if they took a full circle. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they like really plan. I think it's more so, or at least with this game show, it, you know, they go along. They're like, okay, well, maybe we could do this. Let's switch it up here. You know what I mean? And I don't think
so.
I don't think it's their fault. They're just, you know what I mean?
I think that pretty much like the rules of the game are, okay, so now you know this about the circle, that if you do get blocked, there's a wild card, which is a lot of reality shows. You know what I mean? That there's a wild card. When the wild card happens, it can either be a joker situation like season two, or it could be a cloning situation. Mm-hmm. Like now people know that you go into the circle and there's a possibility that somebody may have, you know, your identity.
Yeah.
The thing was, the response from the viewers is what I think that the social, whoever was handling like the social team aspect of it, I think that they kind of allowed a sort of like villain and
unnecessary stuff.
Yes, Michelle was, you know, robbed of her identity. And but you know, that's once again, you know, you have viewers and you have fans and you have people that like literally take this stuff extremely seriously, too seriously. But yet you want that. You know what I mean? You do want viewers to be so invested in your show.
Yeah, whether it's good or bad, like we're still watching. You know what I mean? So honestly, we're at the point now where we're just like, okay, you're still like invested.
You're still,
you know,
talking
what I mean?
About
whether it's
it.
Good or bad.
It was nice to see Michelle like in that way, because as a viewer, she was squirming and it was good TV. And it was like, that was only the reaction you would get out of Michelle. Any of the other contestants, you might not have get that reaction. And I think they really wanted people to feel bad for Michelle because she was the older woman and she did kind of come in with the default. So that's kind of what happened. What reactions were you guys getting on Twitter about that whole situation? Did the tweets or anything get to you?
When we watched the show, the night before without any social media, and we loved it. Like for me, like I said again, like as a writer, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
And it was so fun to watch it because we were like reliving what like was going on in a sense. But like at the same time, then, you know, you pick up your phone and you see social media, and social media could just be like a beast in itself. And it was weird because like I wasn't really expecting.
No, and it was different. It was different outlets. Like on our personal pages, nothing. Like everything was straight up love. Yeah. And in our DMs, love. Mm-hmm. But then you would go on like the Circle Netflix page, and then that would be like a whole other different vibe.
So we were a little confused. We were like, wait a minute, like it's
like us.
Yeah. And then Michelle's page, when we went into the room, my first immediate response was, okay, if we have to clone, we're cloning Kay. Mm-hmm. And then the response is, you don't just have to clone someone, you have to clone the person with the lowest rating.
Oh,
and that's the challenge. Like, okay, yeah, you can be fun and you can clone somebody, okay, and everybody doesn't
that part
really
was
know
missed
much.
Out. That part was not in the show.
And that part was the big element. It wasn't just that we had to clone a player and we could just clone any player.
And we had to pick, and it was
we had to clone the player with the lowest rating. And that was the moment where I was like, okay, we're just here for fun. Mm-hmm. Because nobody liked You know what I mean? Nobody felt a connection with this player to begin with. Game-wise and strategy-wise, okay, I can understand that, because then that makes it easier for us to clone if no one has really connected with this player yet.
True.
But at the same time, it makes our chances of making this work just that much harder.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting to clone that power player. You're getting to clone the next person on the chopping block. So it was like, even though Ava was eliminated first, Ava was 6, Michelle was 8. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, and no matter which person we chose, they just kept on bringing us back to that number and reminding us that this is what, we, you know, it's about, it's about cloning the lowest rated player. All we could do is just have fun with this. And all we can do, because in real life, Ava gets catfished all the time. We're just not really like pro catfish people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're not.
Really, I mean, you did good. You were pro catfish people and you ended up beating the real Michelle. Ava, how do you think you guys were able to get away with convincing everyone you were the real Michelle?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, what I remember is just going in there and
I was writing
in that book like crazy.
I was coming up with stories.
I don't know how we did it, but
maybe the other Michelle choked. I feel like she was so blindsided and taken aback, and no one knew anything about Michelle, so you could make up things, and it's not like anyone would know you're lying because they don't know the real Michelle.
Exactly. It was a game. Like, we weren't like trying to go in there and be like, okay, we're gonna have this.
That's exactly why.
You know what I mean?
And that's exactly why the strategy is to clone the lowest rated player, because the chances are that nobody has really connected with them and they don't know anything about them is what will keep you afloat,
the game longer. You know what
I mean? Yeah, but the strategy, our strategy though, wasn't to go in and like, do you know what I mean? From the beginning, from the get-go.
But that's the thing about what makes the circle so hard is like, your strategy will not be your own strategy.
It could go out the window. So what did you guys think of the rest of the game and how it played out? You know, James ended up winning. Were you happy he won? What do you think? How do you think everything just played out without you guys?
I was really happy about James winning. We connected with James on the plane home.
Oh, cool.
And he actually lives close to us. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that he was just genuine people and the relationship with his brother. So I just was like, okay, great guy. I absolutely love the whole cast, you know, and even Michelle was like a great sport.
Yeah. I just went live with her. I've gone live with her. Like,
so you guys are all
times.
Good. The Michelle's
all
friends.
All good. We're all hanging out this week. We're so
amazing.
Excited.
What did you guys think about Nick getting in fifth place? A lot of people were really upset about that because they feel like he played a very strategic game.
I think he played the game so well, especially with Vince, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. getting thrown that curveball, right? Mm-hmm. And not knowing if it's going to pan out or whatever, but it was actually such a hit. And I definitely think he played the game really well.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really, really proud of him. And I was most surprised to see his personality, because, you know, we've known each other now for a year.
Yeah.
Through us keeping in touch social media wise and like texting wise and hanging out a few times. But it was really amazing to see Nick
and Matthew talk about pro
and
catfish.
Matt. Like, and Matt. Yeah.
Amazing.
Matt is my favorite. Matt's my favorite.
He's my favorite.
Who do you think played the best catfish of season 3?
Matt.
Without a doubt. Yeah. You had no idea Ashley was out.
Oh my God. We loved Ashley though. It's so funny because we connected in seconds with Matt when we met Matt.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, he's our favorite. Like, we absolutely love him. But the second we were in the circle, Ashley, I don't think it's in there. I think they cut it out. But Ashley was the first when, you know, we're meeting everyone. Ashley comes on and says, "Oh, I love your hair, Ava."
Yeah.
And Ava was like, "Oh, I love Ashley." And I say, "Oh, just because she loves your hair, now you trust Ashley."
Yeah,
I
do feel like the compliment goes a long way.
Yeah, I feel like if I was playing myself and I was able to play myself a little longer, I feel like me and Ashley would have definitely connected, because I love good vibes and positivity and love. And when somebody just comes at me like right from the gate, like with love and positivity, I'm like, oh my God, I love you. Yeah. And I just want to hug you. And so she was amazing. He was amazing.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
What was the reunion like? What was that like when you guys came back and you were behind the bar? Were you guys there? Did you want to like fuck shit up and like be like, this is our last kind of chance to show everyone who we are before?
Yeah. So they really edited it completely different from how we filmed it. I was really excited.
Yeah, our stuff with Kay, like we had conversations with Kay at the reunion and they took it out, but it wasn't anything.
Yeah, but not even so much, you know, as that part before the so before the finalists came out, that whole bar area, so we all had our mics on, and as each person came in, like we would like wait like 10 minutes in between mm-hmm. each person. So Ava and I came out second. Michelle was at the bar by herself. Mm-hmm. So we come out to see Michelle and I was like, oh no, is she still upset? And I didn't know whether to hide behind the bar. I was like, Ava, grab the ice.
Mm-hmm. No, but it was cool.
And, that was awesome. So like that was filmed, but they didn't show it. But like mm-hmm. we get to talk with Michelle and catch up and chit chat. And then the next person is introduced and brought out to the bar and we talk more with them and then the next and the next. So I think the only thing that they kept in there, which was hilarious because she did literally say it about every single person that came out, was Roxana saying, uh-huh. Roxana going, who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
Because everyone was a catfish.
Yeah.
So it was funny.
I will say those were all like genuine reactions.
They were
like,
all mm-hmm. real.
At the premiere, at the finale, we were like, oh my God, like, whoa. Cause we don't see anybody. That's uh-huh. definitely true. We don't see anybody. We don't know what's going on. Who is who? And so I feel like when people kept on coming out, we were like, wait, who's this?
Yeah.
Like,
and then, and then like props again to casting, to the whole casting team. Raphael Zobal. Mm-hmm. For knowing exactly like who would connect because mm-hmm. like I said, we all have our mics, we're at the bar, and every time somebody else came out, I don't know if it was that we just were so starved for interaction because we've all been in isolation, yeah. but every time a different person came out, we like immediately connected with that person and just like wanted to like chill and chit chat and talk. Mm-hmm. That they're casting these people that they know are going to connect. It's yeah. like they're the ultimate matchmakers.
That's what
you know
they
what
do.
I mean?
And how do you think your season compared to seasons 1 and 2? And maybe who were some of your favorite players from the other seasons?
The first season, I really loved just because of Joey. We love Joey.
Oh, we love Joey.
I love Shubi. Like
I love
Joey. Love Joey.
Joey Shubi. I don't know. I kind of really Chris. Pretty much loved everybody. Joey Shubi, Sammy, love Chris. Mm-hmm. I think season 1 was like all love. I think season 2 was your
drama.
Pretty season.
Yeah.
And so much drama.
We love Mitchie from season 2. He's great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then season 3, I just feel like we were a really big cast. The connections were just like across the board. I feel like when I look on season 1, 2, and 3, there's probably like 3 to 4 people that we have so much in common. Uh-huh. And I think that's the same for all the cast members.
I
Mitchell,
love the,
Naked Virgin, yeah. Ava. So, Ava. You know, it's like,
uh-huh. and Alex loves cats and I am a cat.
Oh my God. I love the season. I love the casting that they've done for The Circle. Every single cast is so stacked, but they also bring such diversity, especially within the LGBTQ community. Like that's something I really love so much about it. And they really show light to the stories and different races and religions and, you know, Roxana and everyone. They don't do that necessarily on every other show. And I think they're going to continue to do that. What can you guys expect from seasons 4 and 5? Do you think they're going to get crazy? Word on the street, they're filming those right now.
Yes, that is word on the street. I'm so proud of The Circle for really, really
shining
allowing
light.
These characters to just not put up a rainbow flag and just leave it as that. You know what
so
I mean?
So much more
or
than
speak
that.
Up about it.
Yeah, or say, you know, praying hands, I believe in God. They allow you to stay in The Circle long enough to share your stories with other people and share your experiences. And I think that that's also the real beauty of social media. You know, it's like a double-edged sword. We all have so many opinions and we get heated about it and we post things and share our opinions and maybe we shouldn't, but at the same time, it opens up this dialogue. We have this communication about all of these things that we just normally wouldn't have talked about, mm-hmm. because we're like, wow, somebody across the world has gone through exactly what I've gone through and is feeling how I'm feeling. So we all feel, I think, less alone in a sense. I'm proud that the circle does that.
Tell us, as we kind of wrap this up, Ava, like, what are you doing? You have a song coming out. Like, tell us what's going on. And you have your sister managing you. So that's amazing.
I'm really, really excited for it. It is coming out soon. Eventually, you guys will be able to click on a link for pre-sales.
Pre-sale links goes up next week. The song is called Drowning.
I'm going to be doing little teasers.
Yes.
And my music video is all done. It's all complete. That will be also released as
well. I produced and directed that.
When is this dropping?
Yeah. So we're actually aiming for end of October for like the official release and drop, but pre-sales will start next week. So we are, and we'll be doing like little teasers, probably like 2 to 3 times.
I don't want to give too much away, but just the right amount.
But yeah.
And is that your main focus, doing music in the future, and your focus is managing Ava?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So managing Ava as far as her music goes, but I'm really going back into my writing and definitely going to write something for me and Ava, because I think we're kind of funny.
And, yes, of course.
Yes. And I'd love to give us like some kind of like sister sitcom thing. And I'm just doing a bunch of different writing projects. I'm actually working with a reality alum, Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives.
Oh,
we're working on a couple of like Lifetime projects, and hopefully we'll get like Vivica Fox involved. So much, so much to come. So grateful for the platform of Netflix. And yeah, but if Ava becomes the next Lady Gaga, you guys pretty much know my days of stardom are over. I'll be behind that.
Oh my
that.
God. Oh my
Absolutely.
God. We love that. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. This was so much fun. I am going to their Halloween party, everyone, for listening. So we are going to be hanging out with the sisters. We're going to film a TikTok. Where can everybody follow you guys?
Okay, so you could follow me, Ava Capra, on Instagram. And right there, that's my
Chanel _ Capra.
Yeah, that's her Instagram. And my TikTok is Ava Marie Capra.
All right, guys, that was my chat with Ava and Chanel. As always, you guys can follow them. Their links are down below. Definitely check them out. They obviously have more exciting things coming up for them. And I will be seeing them at their Halloween party, as well as plenty of other Circle crew, so the Circle fam, in the next couple of weeks. So I have some TikToks coming for you guys. There might be a YouTube video with someone from the show coming. So definitely stay tuned. You guys know I love The Circle. It's one of my favorite shows. I also promise you guys I'm catching up on Survivor. So don't worry, there will be Survivor TikToks, more Vanderpump Rules TikToks, so much more content coming your way. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to check me out on Cameo, and make sure you guys are following and subscribed on all of my socials. That's Instagram, Twitter, the podcast app, wherever you guys are listening. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and we will talk later. Adios.